This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1667. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 1st, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Denmark, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Israel, Korea North, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tanutuva, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Harold Frojan, Michigan, and I have noticed a collision on 11665. At 13 UT, Radio Australia starts its Chinese sesquihour, but Malaysia has already been on that frequency up to 24 hours a day. It's the domestic service from Sarawak, transmitted from the peninsula back to Borneo, and we were hearing both signals at that time. There's another Malaysian Sarawak service on 9835, which I think is a different network, not parallel. And Radio Australia has other frequencies for Chinese, such as the Palau Relay on 9965, which is in the clear. Why did Radio Australia move on to this frequency in the A13 season? That service had been on 11660, where China Radio International is now registered during that time period. But it looks like Radio Australia should have found some other replacement frequency, and we wonder how long this one will last. The two Australian marine weather stations are not coincidentally 3 kilohertz apart, a bit too close for comfort depending on the bandwidth of your receiver, in the upper sideband mode. I ran across them separately with marine weather, not parallel, but with the same Aussie accent on their robo-announcer, May 1st around 1350 UT. That is, VMC in Queensland on 12365 and VMW in Western Australia on 12362. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, shortwave bulletin, reports Radio Juan 23, Bolivia, April 17th at 2204 UT on 6054.48. He recorded a bit and sent it to Henry Clements for help in identifying it, who noted that they used the word camaradas, comrades, which in Spanish, he says, is used only when speaking of communists and socialists. And then Thomas says he heard it again with audio on April 22nd and 24th, signing off at 2205 UT. April 26th at 0100 UT on 4915, I was hearing Brazilian music versus the Kodar swishes, and then a time check for 10 horas, 10 o'clock, and ID as Rádio Daqui. It was the best Brazilian signal on the 60-meter band at the time. Any station might utter Daqui, D-A-Q-U-I, as it merely means from here, but only this one in Goiânia turns it into a proper name. Perhaps at its founding they had a hard time thinking of a more original, less generic name. Firedrake, the all-instrumental music, raucous jamming from China, continues to be a rarity on shortwave for a change. We used to hear it on up to a dozen frequencies at once during our morning monitoring here. But in the past week or more, it's remained on only one frequency, 13795, before and after 13 UT, which is to block Radio Free Asia Tibetan via Kuwait. All the other former Firedrake frequencies, most of them far out of band, when heard at all, are occupied by the CNR1 program jamming instead of Firedrake audio. Steve Handler in Illinois also finds 13795 still with Firedrake, and he heard one other on at least one occasion, 13575. Monitoring at a totally different day part in the local afternoon or evening, Rick Barton in Arizona was hearing Firedrake on 15385, April 28th at midnight 30. Last week, we mentioned the new Lushan emergency radio service that China set up following the latest earthquake on 9800 and 12,000 kilohertz. As Hasegawa in Japan says, there are some more frequencies which have been relaying this at least part of the time during the 24 hours, 5945, 6125, 7230, 7290, and 9710. KNOA also found a live streaming link for this, which appears in the new DX Listening Digest 13-18 via worldofradio.com. Ron Howard in California was monitoring 9800 and 12,000 for Lushan Emergency Radio May 1st between 10:05 and 11:15 UT and found they were going in and out of their own original programming, alternating with relaying mainstream national CNR1 programming, comparing it to many of their other frequencies. The times when they had their own emergency programming during this period were 10:05 to 10:07, 10:16 to 10:18, at 10:29, 11:01 to 11:07, and 11:14 to 11:15. And I expect those exact times would not be duplicated on any particular day, but just to give you an example. Ron Howard has also been monitoring CNR2, the second national network, also known as China Business Radio, April 26 from 12:10 past 12:30 UT. They have a show in Chinese, but with several program IDs in English. Ladies and gentlemen, Haiyang Live Show on several frequencies, 6065, 6155, 7315, 7375, 9775 with a het from Taiwan, and 9810, which went off at 12:29. But at 12:30, they added 7265, and also heard on 6090, which had been blocked by Japan earlier. Idun Ritz of mediumwave.info in Denmark has news about her country's longwave transmitter on 243 kHz, a special transmission for which there will be a special QSL if reports are sent for it. It's Saturday, May 4th from 18:03 to 19 UT, simulcast with the DAB service of Denmark's Radio Program 5, to commemorate the Liberty message from BBC's Danish service on that date in 1945, marking the end of Denmark being occupied by Nazi Germany. The address for reports is info@teracom.dk. Taking another look, this does not actually offer a special QSL, just gives the address for reports where they may be sent. Sergio Nuzzi in Sicily complains, at that hour, Europe is still in daylight. How can they expect to have DX reports? Well, it is a 50 kilowatt transmitter, not very much for long wave, but of course it does have a good ground wave range even in the daytime. Via the Worldwide DX Club in Wolfgang Büschel, we have a new complete schedule of MBR. As revised April 15th, that's the media broadcast entity, using transmitters mostly in Germany and France. There's something rather startling when sorted by transmitter site, as pointed out by Kai Ludwig. There's no use of Trincomalee, Sri Lanka anymore by media broadcast, so apparently the Germans have finally withdrawn and SLBC is on its own with this facility. Placements at Mosbrunn, Austria have been revived, and for the first time bookings have been placed at Kostinbod, Bulgaria, and Talata, Madagascar, both for Bible voice broadcasting. But by far the biggest bummer, Wertachtel in Germany, has essentially been withdrawn. Almost all transmissions have been transferred to other sites in at least three steps during April. Have VOA and RFERL ever used Issoudun, France before April 1st? Not as far as I know. Still scheduled for the Wertachtel site are Brothers Scare, Lutheran World Federation, and maybe WRMI, if they are currently in service. Also on the list is Radio Biafra London, which we think is inactive as well, and a Bible Voice broadcasting transmission. He says it reminds me of the final weeks or months of Jülich, the other German site, when only two transmissions in a very limited time frame remained to facilitate maintaining the equipment in operational condition. I suspect also that's the state in which Vertogtal plant is in now, for the time being, until a final closure at a not-too-distant point in the future, if not something completely unexpected happens. Vertogtal, with 500 kilowatt transmitters, used to be the number one transmitter site in Germany for Deutsche Welle, and then rented out to many other broadcasters. However, one site will remain, now with many more services scheduled on it at Nauen in eastern Germany. And meanwhile, Deutsche Welle, for which the Vertogtal site was originally built, is celebrating its 60th birthday this year on May 3rd. And according to the DW mailing list, they're running a photo contest for their birthday month until May 30th, inviting people to send in photos of their birthday greetings. The more creative, the better. The top prize being an SLR digital camera and five other digital cameras. Some comments about this not-so-happy anniversary from another native German, Wolfgang Büschel. He says it's like whistling over the grave. I've been an avid listener of Deutsche Welle since 1953 until the mid-90s, but it's a dead radio station now, he says. It's more of a TV station branch at Berlin, played out arbitrarily like thousands of other TV programs worldwide. The programming and the staff have been ruined in the past decade. Of course, DW long ago abandoned English on shortwave and even German on shortwave to North America, although we can still hear some of their broadcasts to Africa. One U.S. station which likes DW is WRNO, which rebroadcasts some of its brief newscasts in English on its own transmission, as heard again by Walt Salmaniv in Victoria, B.C. 7506.403 is WRNO, far off frequency. He was hearing this April 26th at 0311. Something from Asia could be propagating at 1126 UT on 4055, but it's only Guatemala. April 27th, I was hearing Chinese from Radio Verdad. It was rather assertive, presumably preaching on their usual fair signal for only 700 watts. I took a look at their online program schedule, and there's nothing on it hinting that they have any broadcasts in Chinese, but it's only one of several unexpected languages that they really insert. Possibly it's even been DX'd in China, although they're happy to have web listeners as well. And in fact, coincidentally, we found a website via Ron Howard, which exhibits lots of the goodies sent to a listener in China by Radio Truth. I assume we still have some listeners in India via WRN on World Space, Sundays at 14 UT, who might be especially interested in the following. All India Radio near Kolkata is testing its new megawatt DRM-compatible transmitter on 594 kHz. A test carrying the FM Rainbow program was noted in the AM mode around 0500 UT, April 27th, says Sudipta Ghose via Alokesh Gupta. Supratik Sanatani, also in Kolkata, has more details. The transmitter site is Mogra, M-O-G-R-A, brand new transmitter. He says excellent modulation, not the usual grubby audio from AIR on medium wave. At 0525 UT, April 27th, but it signed off abruptly at 0535. Sudipta Ghose says they're only testing the antenna systems on that day. There was news at 0530. Full power transmitter testing was scheduled for April 28th, the next day. But so far no reports that they're actually running it in DRM. Probably to be simulcast on an adjacent frequency. That is 10 kilowatts of DRM on 604, according to Sudipta Ghose. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio, number 1667. Thanks this week for financial support from Greg Hardison in California for a generous check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ron Hart in California laments that RRI Makassar, Indonesia, 40 hertz below 4750, is no longer carrying Kanguru Indonesia program in English. That's originating in Australia to help teach the language. It had been on Tuesdays, and he'd been listening to it since last August, between 12:30 and 13 UT, but on April 23rd, it was missing. There was a shorter segment in English. And on April 30th, something else in English, definitely not the KGI program. They just referred to it as an information program. It seemed to be a local production from Makassar with one woman announcer. He couldn't make out much of what she was saying. There is always interference from stations on 4750. During the following hour on Tuesdays, 13 UT, from Voice of Indonesia, 100 hertz below 9526, we would like to hear the weekly hookup with RRI Banjarmasin for a segment they call Exotic Indonesia. But it's been so undermodulated, it's pointless to try to hear it in mid-America. Ron Howard has been able to listen to it, and also observes that on Tuesdays the previous English broadcast at 10 to 11 UT is not from Banjarmasin, but a different hookup with a regional station, 100.9 Paradise FM, RRI Denpasar in Bali. So it seems on Tuesdays they run two different versions of Exotic Indonesia. Should you like to listen to Israel Radio on shortwave, it helps to understand the only language they use, Persian. And they've just changed their schedule for the summer on the odd date of April 28th, reports DX Remix News in Bulgaria. The broadcast is at 1400 to 1530 UT, except on Fridays and Saturdays, when it's half an hour shorter. They had been on 9985 and 11595, and now they've gone up to 13850 variable and 15760. April 28th at 1311 UT, I noticed Voice of Korea on 13760 in extremely stilted English, and heavy crosstalk from their Chinese service, plus Juche jamming. The same mixture was on the parallel 11710. It seems their new Chinese communist transmitters have been installed incompetently, insufficiently isolated from each other, allowing other programming and even jamming to bleed through. They wouldn't let Chinese engineers do the installation at a top-secret location. Instead, they supposedly sent their own people to China to be trained. Ola Alm in Sweden comments about the noisy versus clean signals from North Korea. During peak propagation from East Asia in the European evening, I've been able to pick up all of the 8 shortwave transmitters listed as the Kujang site. As far as I can hear, 6 of these have the noisy background, while 2 are perfectly clean. The noise on the noisy ones, as far as I can hear, is synchronous on all 6 units. When both the noisy and the clean ones are in Korean, there is a slight but clear delay difference between the noisy and clean signals. An educated guess is that the noisy transmitters are at a distance from Pyongyang and have to rely on the faulty satellite signals, while the clean ones originate from a second site closer to Pyongyang and are fed by a terrestrial link. However, I like my theory better, that the noise is coming out of jamming transmitters situated right next to the broadcast transmitters. As of May 1st, XEOI Radio Mil continues to be absent from its recently reactivated shortwave frequency 6010. Now we've heard from Julian Santiago in Mexico City about the situation. He's always in contact with the station. He says it was a transmitter breakdown, which the engineer is repairing, and we hope will be back on the air shortly. Meanwhile, Radio Educación, the only other active shortwave station in Mexico, 6185, is normally off the air after 0500, but they leave the carrier on for quite a while further into the hour, and on rare occasions also forget to turn off the modulation. So I was hearing the relay of news in Spanish from Radio Francia Internacional, April 29th at 0514, and when I turned it on again at 1222 UT. I could still hear Spanish on 6185. May have been on the air all night by mistake on that occasion, but not the next night. The 9730 transmitter of Myanmar Radio is normally way off frequency, and you can spot it by the heterodyne. However, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, listening via a remote radio in Brisbane, Australia, says on April 28th, around 1100 UT, it was on exactly 9730 to three decimal places. Ron Howard in California was checking this out on May 1st at 1023. He found it was off frequency 9730.81. But when he checked again at 1119, they had switched to the on frequency transmitter, exactly 9730. The same kind of thing used to happen on the 50-meter band between 5985.83 and 5985 exactly. Now that it's May, a reminder that until September 1st, the mighty KBC's weekly broadcast to North America, UT Sundays at midnight to 0200, switches to its summer frequency via Now in Germany, just like Croatian radio used to do, 9925 replacing 7375. Including those digital text tests Kim Andrew Elliott has organized around 0130 and 0159. Ivo Ivanov says Radio New Zealand International has made one frequency change from May 1st. The transmission from 11 to 13 UT, minus 1 minute in each case, which is aimed northwest toward Timor, has moved from 9655 to 9700. That is the same frequency on the Pacific beam used before 11 UT. Here's what I found checking the 90 meter band for Papua New Guinea signals April 25th, just before my sunrise at 1145 UT. They were all quite weak, but the best signal was on 3385 from Rabaul, which went off around 1200 UT. Second best, 3205 from Vanimo. It stayed on the air past 1218 UT. Also, a carrier with some audio was audible from Madang on 3260. John Wilkins in Colorado, DXing with Cumbre, was also listening to Radio Sundown, 40 hertz below 3205, April 25th from 1203 with English News. It was parallel to 3260, which went off at 1209, but 3205 continued. In fact, it was still there, although very weak, by 1300 UT. As long as China is silent on 7325 for a few hours, I continue to hear on occasion Wantok Radio Light, the 1 kilowatt missionary station in Papua New Guinea, such as April 27th around 1200 UT. With a hymn, The Old Rugged Cross, but not to the usual tune. And after 1215, a drama which Ron Howard says was unshackled. That was on a Saturday. According to the medium wave circle, Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands was hearing Radio Santa Rosa in Lima, Peru, 150 hertz below 1500 kilohertz, April 29th. He got an ID, but they also mentioned a shortwave frequency, Onda Corta 555, but he couldn't copy the last digit in the frequency. Are they really on shortwave on a strange out-of-band frequency? In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports the reactivated Radio del Pacifico in Lima, Peru, 150 hertz below 9675. With an ID, April 16th at 0752. On April 29th at 1246 UT, I came across an unlisted surprise new frequency with an ID from Radio Free Sarawak, 17840, and it went off just after 1258 UT. Their website claims they're on 15430. Apparently, this is an additional frequency. They could also be on 15460, as I was hearing the following mornings, including May 1st. This is all because the long election campaign is finally about to end with the elections on May 5th. Transmitter site for 17840 is a big secret, but HFCC shows 15430 as the UAE, while DX Remix News in Bulgaria thinks 15460 is Taiwan. Anyhow, the transmission is from 11 to 13 UT, and there may be quite a reduction after May 5th. Another surprising development was the appearance of Saudi Arabia on new 15500, which I heard with an Arabic ID April 28th at 12:52. It continued past 1400 with good modulation. I suspected they were testing one of their new transmitters. Several DXLD members later that same day were hearing 15500 still on the air after 16 UT and in English. That's when there is an English service available on the domestic service until 2100. But all this was gone the following days. But furthermore, on the single day that 15500 was heard, April 28th, S. Hasegawa tells me that many Japanese DXers were hearing another test frequency from Saudi Arabia, but it was running the Call of Islam program in Arabic, 7500, from 1400 until off at 2036 UT, which was about the same time they turned off 15500, according to John Filiozzi. 7200 is at the edge of the broadcast band and not supposed to be used by broadcasters or hams. That may be why Sudan has shifted to 7205. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports it to Australian DX News, April 13th, signing on at 0227 in Arabic. However, from around 0254 now it collides with Eritrea on 7205. On April 25th, the Epoch Times, the newspaper of the Falun Gong, which also sponsors Sound of Hope, causing so much Chi-Com jamming, said media freedom in Taiwan is under attack by political forces from mainland China, resulting in a sudden decision by Radio Taiwan International to dismantle two of its transmitter stations. Among RTI customers who will lose their contracts are Sound of Hope and Radio Free Asia. The Huwei station will be dismantled beginning June 1st, and another station in Tainan will also be dismantled in a few months' time. However, Keith Perrone in Taiwan in the New DX Listening Digest rebuts this as a piece of Falun Gong propaganda. It seems the sites being dismantled are outmoded and are being replaced by new shortwave transmitter sites. Here's a rare Russian we'd love to hear in North America, but at least it made it as far as Ryazan, Russia, reported by Dmitry Kutuzov in Deneb Radio DX via Rus DX. It's on 6100 Tanotuva, heard April 22nd at 2310 UT, identifying as Govorit Kizil and news in Russian. Even there he was having interference from Cuba. A special medium-wave DX test has been scheduled at short notice from WKAL 1450 in Rome, New York, early Sunday, May 5th, from midnight to midnight 30 and 1 to 1:30 a.m. Eastern. That's 0400 and 0500 UT, including big band music and Morse code IDs. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices 5 and 2 until a peak of 15 and 4 on May 21st and 23rd. Solar flux peaking at 140 May 4th and down to 120 May 12th, back up to 135 by May 21st. And that's World of Radio 1667. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program useful, and will hear me again next week.